Birur in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 5. This is letter number 1414. And this is Baruch Hashem, dated the 15th of Shvat, Tovshi in Beis, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing this with great titles to Ephraim Eliezer Sheikh Yaakov, Rabbi Yolis, who was a rabbi in Philadelphia. The Rebbe says, Shalom Avrocha. The Rebbe says, it's with pleasantness I am confirming the receipt of both letters of the 7th of Shvat and of the Hay and Thursday in the portion of B'Shalach. And the Rebbe says, oh, sorry that you weren't present on the Fabringen of the second Yahrzeit of my father-in-law with all the titles. And everything, the Rebbe says, hinges on Mazel. Look, even a Sefer Torah, as the Rebbe is referring to, that Torah you take out of the Ark needs a luck that they should choose it to read from it. You know, sometimes you choose the other Torah and one Torah doesn't get read from. So the Rebbe said, it's even a Sefer Torah that if you're chosen to be, it's also a mazel. And the Rebbe says, there is two various different saying of our sages. What is advantageous, whether a Sefer Torah or a Talmud Chacham? And our sages of blessed memory, the Rebbe refers to in Kedushin, the Gemara in Deran, in the Makis, in the Marsha over there. I gotta look up all the sources to really understand what the Rebbe is saying over here. But also the saying of our sages of blessed memory in the beginning of the Medrash Rabbah over there, it says that the thought about the Yidden comes before anything, which means the Jews preceded even the Torah, in the sense that Hashem counseled with the souls of the Jewish people, should he create the world, should he give the Torah, even for the Torah. Because the Torah says, Dabar Abnei Yisrael. The Torah says, speak to the sons of Israel. So the sons of Israel have to be there already at the time. So that means that they come first. The Rebbe says, I enjoyed reading in your second letter that at the end you were able to successfully nullify and fix up that the meat should be kosher meat, and let it be the will that of Hashem that very soon you should also be successful to fix the education. As known, the statement of my father-in-law that in America, Artis Abris, that people ask for a supervision on what they would put into the pot, and they make sure that it's kosher, but what they put into their head, so that is hefker, ownerless. Anybody that wishes takes for himself the name, they become there a teacher, they become a educator, a pedagogue. Everybody becomes licensed to represent. And the Rebbe, he brings out, he says, it's interesting, this wording that the previous Rebbe used about the pot. So he says that even the Sichas Talmud Chacham, the just simple talk of a Talmud Chacham, we find actually in the Gemara that a head is called like a pot. And we can also connect it with the idea that Terosh HaBeseich Meir, like it says in Tanya Perikhei. Now the Rebbe doesn't show the reference where the head is called the pot in the Shas, but he was talking to Rabbi Yolos, who was a Talmud Chacham, so I assume the Rebbe didn't have to point out to him the source for that, but I don't know that the what the source for the Rebbe is saying over there. The Rebbe says, Sof understood, as you requested, I mentioned you and your family members on the resting place on the Tzion of my father-in-law during the Yahrzeit, during Yud Shvat, and let it be the will that all the prayers and the requests in the merit of this Tzadik Yisoid Elyon, and it says Yosef Tzadik Elyon, also the referencing to the previous Rebbe who was named Yosef, like Yosef, and he's considered to be the Tzadik Elyon, and he amashbir b'alachol oretz with blessing. We actually had an earlier read a letter that the Rebbe was talking to him about fixing up the education over there in Philadelphia. I'm not sure exact details, but the Rebbe has already spoken to him before, and I mentioned last time that he was I remember him well. He used to come to most of the Rebbe's Fabringen's gathering. He had a snow white beard, very long, but he also had a very reddish kind of face. Like his face was always like very red. It was such a contrast between the red and the white. He looked, angelic.